Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hey, Caitlin. I think I might have found what my problem. Chase fraud. We declined the $7.95. What the fuck? Okay, never mind. My credit card is really fucking crazy. I was trying to do this watch, and my credit card just declined it because they detected this shit as being fraud. Okay. I don't know why, but they did. And I don't have enough time, I don't think, to continue doing this before it times me out.
When you get a fraud alert, I don't know if you may have been trying to do it over a certain amount of time, or if it's something that your bank doesn't recognize, they send a fraud alert, it automatically declines even if it is you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you got that alert, because mine does it as well. Even when I go to stores now, if it's a store I've never been to and I swipe for a certain amount, it declines it, and I have to send a text saying it's me before it'll go through.
Okay, 4-3. I normally don't get this. But
do you do a lot of online shopping?
No.
Okay. So this is the thing. Our manufacturers and merchant sellers are not located in the same place. Like here, we're the call center. We're located in Georgia. Some of them are in like Maryland or California. That could also be a reason it's declining, because it's going to show up for their address where they're located, not yours.
Okay. I am trying to do it real fast before it times me out. And I switched credit cards is what I did. So let's see if I hit it now, if it'll do it. Complete my checkout, processing, hold on. I did hit complete my checkout like 2 or 3 times, and what I did was I put my mailing address in where it was asking for a email address. Okay, yes, okay. Ship my order first. What? Okay, skip the line and in the way, get your order processed. No, I will wait for my order. Okay, they keep asking for more money. I guess that's why I kept. Okay, yeah, okay, it looked like it went through for the just the $7.95, which is $8, for this watch that you all are offering, and I will see if it's a good deal. But I think it went through, so I really don't need your. I was like, where is the email address I'm supposed to put it in at? And I put it in at the very beginning. I put my actual address. So I
yes, ma'am.
So it must have accepted it.
Yes, ma'am. So it'll go through. Since it was on your end, it goes through in our system within like 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. So that's what I'm saying. My card will alert me that it's there was a charge. But
yes.
Chase went through and called it a fraud. So I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on with my card? Okay, that's it. I was just trying to call to find out where do I put my email, but then I went back through everything I did, and I saw that where I had my address was supposed to be an email address.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that could have been there also. You're right.
Okay, so thank you so very much for assisting me, but I'm done.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.